Hi, Marty.
Hi, Fred.
It's good to have you here. Except we're all in this same mode. It happens at least a little bit in June every year. The triple digits are here.
Absolutely, and so it's not really news per se or a surprise. But this week the weatherman, the weather person, actually ramped up the temperatures, and we're going to. Depending on what site you go to and who you listen to, we're supposed to hit 100 degrees at least for the next, well, for the foreseeable future,
yeah.
A week or more.
Yeah.
And what precipitated this, no pun intended, but the police department, Las Cruces Police, sent out a press release kind of advising people on some do's and don'ts on protecting their children and pets in cars. And so
yeah.
We took it from there and did a little weather report, as well as reminding people. It's not even summer yet, as this reminds us. Summer is officially 10:24 Tuesday night, Mountain Daylight Time. And so we're still at the end of spring, but we don't have any rain in the forecast, a lot of hot days. And I guess we should be used to this, but we're not Phoenix, at least. So
that's one way to look at it. Absolutely. All right. Well, we move along to another story that we have been reporting on this week. And that is finally, after the state budget stalemate was concluded in Santa Fe, it gave the New Mexico State University Board of Regents a chance to vote on a tuition increase, and you have a story on that.
Mike Cook went to that Regents meeting on Monday, and the takeaway, one of the takeaways from the story is, and you've maybe reported on that, but it was a pretty much a unanimous decision, not only by the Regents, but everybody who was attending. And it's time had come, because, as you know, there have been some denials of tuition increase proposals in the past.
Yes.
And that has been deemed to be maybe injurious to the university, wherein, in fact, UNM and Western New Mexico have really increased their budgets a lot more than NMSU is going to.
Absolutely.
And we have Richard Coltharp, our publisher, has an editorial on this in support of this action.
Yeah, well, and the student, we should say the student body president spoke in support of it. So, as you say, there was enormous support for essentially recognizing that inflation exists.
Yes, exactly. And I think Coltharp's, one of his points was that NMSU has to put a value, and this meeting as well, it came out of that NMSU has to put a value on its education.
Right.
And so they just upped the value, and we probably realized it's easily worth that.
Okay. All right. We move ahead. Last week we talked about New Mexico State University's upcoming theater season, and this week you have a wonderful story on the Las Cruces Community Theater schedule that starts in August.
Starts in August, goes into 2018. Mike Cook, who is our theater critic and all-around reporter for all things stage-worthy, is laying out the schedule. And the takeaway, I think, on this particular story is that LCCT, they want to grow their audience. They obviously, and you can't blame them for that. So they're putting in a schedule that includes a lot of musicals and lighthearted fare, because they have determined that dramas don't sell as well as musicals and comedies. And so, and you're going to get some well-known titles like Annie Get Your Gun and Don't Drink the Water. But that's what they have determined. They want to make it audience, kind of a general audience friendly, and they hope that this will boost their audience for the new season.
Okay, and I have about 40 seconds for a look ahead to next weekend. If you've been to the duck races in Deming, we've got another race for you that's even slower than ducks. A lot slower.
It's the Turtle Fest in the village of Tortugas, which, you know, makes sense with the language. But the schedule is June 23rd through the 25th, next weekend. And the turtle race will be on Sunday, And we have a photo from last year. It sounds hilarious and a lot of things going on.
Marty Racine, he's the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin with us every week. Marty, thanks.
Thank you.